flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't get when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die,
Om Shanti. Yatahimam Om Turunga Chadi Chalivo Pavakumahi Prema Pant Heso Katin Sabkoi Nibhavatanahi. Rahim says, riding a wax horse into fire, riding a wax horse into fire, prema panth aiso katin, such is the difficult path of love, not everyone can endure it. The path is narrow. The path is difficult. There are many pitfalls. There are many hidden snares. The path of God is the path for the brave. Only the brave in heart, only the strong in spirit, only the steadfast in resolutions can walk this path. But once you start walking, and the intention is pure, and the decision is unwavering, and the love of God, the burning love to know the truth, the ultimate, the highest, is in your heart, no obstacle can stop you. The intense desire to know the truth of this life, the passion to become viceless, the zeal to experience the miracles of purity. When you reach the highest levels of purity, miracles start happening. Miracles starts happening in relationships, in circumstances, in all the different fields of life. So, without tiring, without getting fatigued, without getting depressed, rise up and start walking again. No matter how many times you have fallen down, every fall is a teacher. Every mistake is your preceptor. And your latest blunder is your best teacher. No book, no Murli, no text, no scripture, no class can teach you as much as your mistakes teach you. They come from experience. The only thing is stop, pause, wait, think, churn, reflect, know, realize, understand how they happened, why they happened. What is on the surface is not the truth. The truth is far deep within. The unfulfilled desires, the howling dissatisfaction, the restlessness, the misery, the pain which is within, the lack of love, the desire for love. All these things are hidden, and what is shown on the surface is just a miniature form manifesting as vice, manifesting as lust, manifesting as greed on the surface. But behind, beneath those vices, beneath that carelessness, beneath that blunder, beneath that mistake that's happening is hidden the storehouse of unfulfilled desires. So today, it's a great day. We are ushering into a new year, a new age, a new life. How you begin the task is very important. How you begin the day, how you begin the week, how is the Monday, how is the Amrit Vela? The day depends upon that. How is Monday? The week depends upon that. How is the month? The year depends upon that. How is this moment? The whole life depends upon that. So today's Murli explores the various aspects of slavery. Why you become a slave, and what are the characteristics of a slave, the life of slavery, the life of a master and the life of a slavery, how a master lives and how a slave lives. The first and the foremost characteristic of a slave is he is depressed. There is utter despondency, a sense of despair all the time. Not happy with things. Second, he is always upset. Things, even the minor triggers, upset him. The third, he gets confused in a second. Actually, the real confusion arises out of inner turmoil. And the fourth is distressed. They come down from the position and get distressed. What to do with this slavery? What is this slavery and how it has come? A disciple asked the master, "I feel like a slave. Always unhappy, always sorrowful. What should I do?" The master shows the disciple a cage and there is a bird in the cage. The master opens the cage. The bird is not willing to go. Why? The disciple says, because the bird thinks this door can never be opened. The bird thinks it's still in the cage, so also the mind. The illusion, slavery is an illusion. It's not the real slavery, it's in the mind. So, these are those shows who show karma lila one after another. They are fighting with one thing and then after another and after another. Sometimes mice, sometimes a mouse comes, sometimes a lion, sometimes a cat. And they are busy in encountering each one of them. So that is called karma lila. So they are busy in this. They come down from their stage of throne. They slip. That's the another sign. They have huge files with them. Files of complaining, of demanding, of desires. The path of spirituality is the path of surrender and not of complaining. This is not good and that is not good and this room is not good and the weather is not good and it is too much cold. Their minds and the souls are filled with complaints. Baba said, if your file of complaint is very big, then your fine will be very heavy. You are complaining, that shows you have not understood the secret of this drama. Everything that is happening unto you is your own doing. The mind in its own place can make a hell of heaven and heaven of hell. That's what Milton said in Paradise Lost and Paradise Regained. So, they come down and they have a lot of file and they experience like stuck in the thick of situations. Totally helpless, nobody supporting, and that's why all the more unhappy. And the last web, Baba said, each and every sense, even though it's very small, it can turn into a web. Eyes, they are so small, but there is a huge network, a spider web included in that. It can trap you. And once you are trapped, then you become spiritually unconscious. No matter how much somebody shouts at you, you can't listen. And such a person would himself shout loudly. The stage of spiritual unconsciousness, you can't see things as they are. Ruhani, Behoshi. A man is sitting with his son, both of them drinking together in a bar. And the man is explaining his son when you should stop drinking. And he says to his son, look, it's a simple principle. When you start seeing double, that time you should stop. For example, the father says, look, those four people sitting there. Once you start seeing them eight, you should stop. And the son says, but they are only two. The father is already drunk, over drunk. A man comes and shouts, knocks at the door, and he asks, where is Peter's house? He is fully drunk, and the woman opens the door, his wife. And he asks us again, where is Peter's house? And the wife says, you are the Peter. But the man says, I am not asking who is Peter, I am asking where is Peter's house. Spiritual unconsciousness is also like that. You can't understand anything. If somebody teaches you something, if somebody advises you something, you feel that person is mad or your enemy. So these are the nine signs of a soul who is a slave. First, depressed, udas. Second, upset. Third, confused, always in dilemma, always not understanding to do or not to do, to be or not to be. About everything there is confusion. Distressed, not staying in that position of grace. And then stuck in the situations, in the maze of situations. In contrast to this slave, Baba has also given in this Murli how that master would be like. Master would be always happy, never upset. He will be in comfort, not confused. He will be like that boatman who will ferry across the torment, the tempestuous storm, happily. He always comes down. He shows Karma Leela. Baba says, always fighting with one or other thing. And what is the method to get rid of all this? What is the method to get rid of this web? What a spider does, it eats up his own web. So also, be a point. Get lost in the point, love lean. And that's the method. Baba also gave the example of inverted tree. Master Bijru. You are the master. Master means master almighty authority. Master means who is the remover of all the obstacles. Master means who is adhikari, who has all the rights. Master means who is jivan mukt. He is alive and yet liberated. The only reason to live in this world is for the liberation of others. So what do you want to become? A master or a slave? Laugh off your slavery. That's the method to become a master. Assume the position. So what is the task for today's? You can create an artwork where all the vices are like a trap or like a web and person is caught, and think of the ways to come out of this trap. Second is anchor practice. What is anchor practice? You can create your own gesture and you can associate that gesture with the word. For example, the moment you say Adhikari, you can keep your hand on your heart and feel it. Whenever you feel you are distressed, a simple gesture you can create. This is called anchoring. Or you are feeling too much body conscious, just keep the finger here and remind yourself, soul, that's it. That's a simple practice. Anchor practice. You can create hands like this and you feel distress and just surrender. So this is represents surrender. So you can create your own anything, but that should, you should remember it to practice. So we are entering into a new year. A new year should start with a bang. With something creative. In yesterday's Murli Baba said to remember 4N. Nimit, instrument. I am just the selected one. Nirman, humble. Show your humility by serving others, by appreciating others. Nirman is something creative. Do something new, which you never have done. And once you begin your year with something new, the creativity will come to you on its own accord, all of all the year. So think of some service today which you have not done before. Some newness, some creativity. And the fourth N is Nirvan. Practice silence. Silence is the great power. If you want to take the soul to the world of silence, you must become silent yourself first. So periods of silence. So this is in short about today's Murli. Om Shanti.